Welcome to Culture Quest. I'm Marilyn Smith in Louisville, Kentucky. What you have to do to continue to receive this section is to simply reverse the card, and that will bring it directly back to me. You're free to record on the tape because it doesn't have to go out to anybody else. I welcome suggestions for future issues. I welcome contributions if you have music from foreign countries or country that you think would make a good contribution. I can be contacted by email at Roger, R-O-G-E-R, at igloo, I-G-L-O-U.com, or by phone at 502-721-7634. The machine is always on. With the internet and satellite TV, CNN, we are definitely the world. We can hardly consider ourselves isolated anymore. Each country has its own music, and sections within countries have their own music. And that's what I want to focus on. We will do South America, Latin America, the Caribbean, Europe, the British Isles, Africa and the Middle East, Canada, and then we'll also do a lot of music from this country, regional, such as the Southwest, New Orleans, New England, the Deep South. We'll also do movements or areas in our within our culture, subcultures, if you will, military, labor rights, women's rights, the civil rights movement and race relations. There are lots of songs about all of those areas. And then, of course, there'll be a Christmas tape, maybe one with songs from around the United States, and another one with songs from around the world. We have a lot of different tastes represented in terms of the subscribers to this section, so I'm not going to focus any particular area heavily in either country, pop, folk, but they'll all be represented. I won't do a lot with instrumental music because for the most part, words are how we tell our stories. And I believe that any area or era in a country's life or history is a culture. It represents the traditions, the expressions, the literature, the music, and the lifestyle at that time or in that place. Most of the time we'll focus on a different segment on each side of the cassette. Some North American cities are so well represented in literature and song that they will deserve a side of their own. New York City, San Francisco, New Orleans come to mind. Two international areas that I am drastically lacking in material for are the Orient, China, Japan, the Pacific Islands, and India. If anybody can help me, I'd appreciate it. Okay, on to Canada, the first focus. On the East Coast, we will first go to Hank Snow, a Canadian country singer, who represents the fishermen from the squid gigging ground in Newfoundland. Then we'll let Anne Murray sing Please Don't Sell Nova Scotia. She, of course, is a Canadian. I've been lucky to find Canadians singing about Canada. Peter, Paul, and Mary are not Canadians. They sing about a mine in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. Then we're going to go way out to the West Coast for the Irish Rovers, transplanted to Canada, to British Columbia, where I know they had a TV show in the 70s. They will sing about the shores of America, talking about all the Irishmen who came to the shores of America, Canada, the United States, to make a living when things got rough in Ireland. Gordon Lightfoot's Canadian Railroad Trilogy is talking about the building of the railroad from the east to the west coast, and what all had to be sacrificed and passed over. Still in the west, Lucille Starr and an unidentified duet friend will sing about the Canadian Rockies. Then we'll come back east to Quebec, where French is one of the official languages. There's been some thought and some talk about Quebec separating from Canada and being its own republic. Celine Dion, who of course is high on our pop charts, and some friends will sing us a French song. I want to mention some other Canadian singers who we'll recognize but who aren't represented on this tape. That last song, incidentally, could take us over to side two. From the pop field, we have BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, current rock groups Bare Naked Ladies and Nickelback, Steve Perry of Journey fame, Canadians we can claim as a part of our American heritage because they've been popular here. In country, we have Stu Phillips, Terry Clark, K.D. Lang, and of course, Shania Twain.
This is Hank Snow. I proudly dedicate this song to all you wonderful fishermen that I sailed with many years ago. On the Quirrell Banks, on the Western Banks, and on the Grand Banks of Newfoundland. Squid jigging ground. Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather in oilskins and boots and the capons battened down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. Some out working their jiggers while others are yarning. There's some standing up and there's more lying down. While all kinds of fun jokes and tricks are begun as they wait for the squid on the squid jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Cave and there's young Raymond Brown. There's a Red Rat and Tory out here in the dory, running down squires on the squid jigging ground. There's men from the harbor, there's men from the tickle, in all kinds of mode of gray and brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby, he's chawing hardtack on the squid jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, there's Skipper John Chiaffy, he's the best hand at squid jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid jigging ground. The man with the whisker is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears six pair of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a scuffle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that there's nobody drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squids are on top of the water. I just got me jiggers about 1 fathom down. But a squid in the boat's curled right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't give a darn on the squid jigging ground. Now if ever you feel inclined to go squid, then leave your white collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without your silk hanky, you'd better steer clear of the squid jigging ground.
Sell your wheat fields, sell your daughter, sell your paper, sell your schemes, sell your silver, sell your dreams. Please don't sell Nova Scotia. You know you'll never get it back. You feel good now with a pocket full of money, but nowhere to go when you've lost it at what seems like only a piece of ground can get into your blood and move your heart around. So the land you've always known becomes a little bit of earth come home. Please don't say lost it at the track. Please don't sell Nova Scotia. You know you'll never get it back. Feel good now with a pocket full of money, but nowhere to go when you've lost it at track. Nowhere to go when you've lost it at the track.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the heart of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie. In the roads that never saw sun or sky, roads that never saw sun or sky.
The coal face, the miners working, rattle of the belt and the cutter's blade,
rumble of a rock and the walls close round.
Living and the dead men 2 miles down, living and the dead men 2 miles. Listen.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home I love so well. And the mountains grand in me own native land, I'm bidding them all farewell. With a naked heart I'll bid them adieu, and tomorrow I'll sail far away. Shores of America. It's just for the want of employment I'm gone. It's not for the want of fame, but fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. Our land may be poor, but of this I'm sure, we're welcome wherever we roam. At the dawn of the day, we'll be
fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, the mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy had turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. And their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, with many a fortune won and lost and many a debt to pay. Behind blue rockies, across the white prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, mending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, mending our backs till the railroad is done. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskegon, into the rain, up the St. Lawrence all the way to Gaspé, swinging our hammers and drawing up pay, driving them in and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and in town. A dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. Oh, the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. Oh, the majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many other dead men.
What I'd give if I could be there tonight with the sweetheart who's waiting for me. In the bleeping 80 and rocky, spring is shining through the trees, and the golden poppies are gleaming round the banks of
across the sea they call me,
and I'm lonesome, so blue, for the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love to see, and the one I
There isn't room for the Celine Dion song on this side of the tape, so we'll have to go over to the other side. But meanwhile, let me mention that a couple of other groups in some other fields have come to my attention who are Canadians. The Four Lads and the Diamonds from 50s rock and roll fame. Celtic performers Stanley Rogers and Lorena McKennock. Country music, Ray Griff, the Wilkinsons, and Michelle, not Shelley, Wright. After Celine, we're going to the Caribbean for their laid-back, let-it-all-hang-out attitudes and their hurricane-breeding latitudes. Volcanoes threaten the Caribbean from time to time. There's an active volcano on Dominica. There's also a contemporary Christian group from Dominica called the Catino Brothers. I don't have room on this tape to feature them. Another thing I didn't have room to feature on this tape is music from a school on Prince Edward Island that brings out the Celtic influence, especially in the maritime provinces on the East Coast. They teach primarily pipes, as in bagpipes, drums, and dance. Now let's go to the other side and listen to Celine Dion.